You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Passages Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 8 to 13 today. It's about judgment, it's about the Lord's people, with the focus earlier on the chapter on Jerusalem that doesn't go away but is widened in our section here. So I'll read the passage. Therefore wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to seize the prey. For my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out upon them my indignation, all my burning anger. For in the fire of my jealousy all the earth shall be consumed. For at that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, the daughters of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offerings. On that day you shall not be put to shame because of the deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proudly exultant ones, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. But I will leave in your midst a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord. Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies. Nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue, for they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. There's in my study of this passage a bit, there's different focuses and tacks that people take, and the two sort of main directions have to do with. Is a focus really on mainly judgment and conquering removal of the sinfulness and the wrong, and that the promises and the reassurance are for the small remnant, so that the gathering is more about gathering to judge most of the people. Or is there a promise of maybe more significant, wider conversion, that there needs to be a judgment, but that there's a turning to the Lord? Is the tone of when it starts off with, therefore, wait for me, a consolation that my renewal is coming? Or is it kind of a ironic, sarcastic, wait for what's coming for you? There might be a right answer to that. I'm not sure what it is, so it could be worth reflecting on some. But what seems clear to me is that one way or another, the Lord is going to make things right. And so for our lives, when it comes to haughtiness, when it comes to uncleanness, the passage makes it clear that either that needs to change in us, or the Lord will remove it by not allowing it into the promised kingdom. So conversion is our hope, and I think it's what the Lord prefers. It seems to be, to me, the emphasis that's what he'd rather have. But there's no debate about whether the end will leave a people that worships the Lord truly in humility and righteousness. So there's judgment and casting out of the evil, whether it's removed in the heart of the individual or the the nation or the individual has no share in the end. That's a strong word for us to look and not grow weary of being purified and being renewed. This last verse, when you think about Advent as a time of watching and a kind of longing, is one of the it's just very, very beautiful. Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies. Nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue, for they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. There will be a righteousness and a beauty of the people ordered under the Lord. The people will be provided for, will have no want or worry, and none shall make them afraid. No more shall the fear of the crowd or the judgment of men cause a denial of the Lord. No more shall the Lord's people be twisted by unjust authority or by fear of their own unrighteousness. The Lord's hand will be at work in them to purify them, and none shall make them afraid. That's the day that we are looking forward to. That's the coming that we want. Let's pray for that coming, and let's let the longing of the Lord for that day grow in us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.